It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Corby.
Are you kidding?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
All right, it is 6:36 here on the ticket.
It says room, but I don't think there's a guy on the team named Room. I don't know where I'm going with that.
Room.
Yeah, Romo.
The wheels are off.
What is this? Solha boy?
Soldier boy.
Solha.
Solha boy.
You're down.
Mark. Probably one of the most popular acts around right now.
You are the most unhip human being.
Oh, you knew that.
No, he didn't.
He didn't know.
No,
he
did not. No.
You know, this team's just not that good.
You know, most of the time when you read anything that guy writes at all, you've wasted time.
Most of the time.
Yeah, what's most?
I said most.
No, you didn't. You said most, and we'll hear it tomorrow.
Most of the time.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Yes, it's time for the emergency break of the week. It'll be time for the Mohawk here at Inwood Village, the boardroom, coming up here at 8:15. Yeah, we have a ton of P1s.
Look at this crowd.
Man, incredible.
You bet.
Jeez. All right. You'll get your wish, all right? We're 20 minutes away still. The Mohawk coming up here at 8:15. But right now, it is time for the emergency break of the week, brought to us by Classic BMW. We'll give you three candidates. You get to vote on them at 888-787-1310. And a common theme here is talking can be difficult on live radio, including for candidate number one, Mike Reiner. When they were talking about some new food items at AT&T Stadium for the 2019 season, they started talking about a Vietnamese cuisine that Mike had a tough time with.
I'm going to give you some of the new additions. So now they say that they've rolled this out. They say the AT&T Stadium chefs and the food and beverage team have developed new offerings with influences from Korean cuisine for 2019.
Love it.
And these are ready to go, huh?
Yeah. They say with a comfort food focus, the new season's menu
what are they
also brings
serve?
In
bibimbap and kimchi.
Pho?
What?
Pho?
What's pho? That's, number one, it's pho and it's Vietnamese. What is pho?
It's a combination of pho.
And?
And foot.
And foot.
What about some pho?
God.
Pho.
Pho.
Poor Mike. He gets laughed at by Corby, and then Danny just hits him over the head. Fua!
Yeah, Danny walks behind Mike at all times with a big billy club, ready to club him over the back of the head. As soon as he misspeaks.
It's not fua.
Fua.
One more time just for kicks.
I'm going to give you some of the new additions. So now, they say that they've rolled this out. They say the AT&T Stadium chefs and the food and beverage team have developed new offerings with influences from Korean cuisine for 2019.
Love it.
And these are ready to go, huh?
Yeah. They say with a comfort food focus, the new season's menu
what are they
also brings
serve?
In
bibimbap and kimchi.
Pho?
Pho?
What?
Pho?
What's pho? That's, number one, it's pho and it's Vietnamese. What is pho?
It's a combination of pho.
And?
And foot.
And foot.
How about some pho?
God.
Pho.
You hear he tried it again, too. He tried it a second time in there, too. There's Mike as candidate number one. And candidate number two, he is back from the Saturday morning tee box. It's Craig Rosengarten. And they were having sprinkler talk.
And their sprinklers come on in the middle of the day. And those are that's when you see the geysers.
Yeah.
Because nobody's... Because I think I have my sprinklers on at like 3:45 in the morning. Something like that. 3:45, 4
yeah.
o'clock. So I'm not going to see that.
No.
Typically.
When I had my old house and had a real sprinkler system, I checked it every month.
Mm-hmm.
I would just... One Saturday a month, I would just...
manually start it just to, for 1 minute every station just to make sure. Because that was my biggest fear is to have some sort of geyser.
Geyser's an old guy.
Geyser. He's an old guy. Uh-huh. What was I talking about?
God, I speaking of geezers. So you know what? I would just do that.
He's amazing, isn't he?
That's the fastest I've ever heard anybody forget what they were talking about.
Yeah, 3 seconds.
Oh, man. See if there's a geezer shooting up into the air.
Not geezer. No,
not geezer. What's the word I'm looking for? Geese.
Geese, yeah. Geeses. There's Craig Rosengarten as candidate number 2. Candidate number 3 is a guy named Joyce Durham.
Yep.
From the Morning News.
Oh, the Mohawk guy. Yeah,
the Mohawk guy. Uh-huh. Yeah, you heard of him.
It's a big morning for you.
Yeah, it is a big morning. I don't know why this name tripped me up, but throughout the Zeke holdout, his agent's name, Rocky Arsenault. It's not that hard. I've seen names that end in N-A-U-X before, and it's never tripped me up before, but throughout this whole thing, every time I'd get to his last name, it would just knock my feet right out from under me, including this time. Dallas doesn't want a front-loaded deal. He says it was progressing. Ed Werder said that once Rocky Arsenault got to be a part of it yesterday, that he threw the wrinkle and revisited some issues that they thought they'd already covered.
God, I'm such an idiot. So Arsenault was your first guess.
Yeah.
And then it was Arsenault.
Yeah, even when I said Arsenault, you said, yeah, Arsenault.
Yeah. I couldn't say it. Can say Arsenault. Can now that the holdout's over, but couldn't during the holdout. All right, so those are your 3 candidates. Mike Reiner, Craig Rosengarten, or Ja Dunham. 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Those who muse so gently will be out in the land of Gar, and I still have a colostomy bag.
I have no idea who that's supposed to be. I
guess that's a Mike Reiner impersonation.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. Vaguely sounded like Reins. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, if Rosenhardner and Reiner had a baby, that thing could never speak. I'm going to vote for Rosenhauger.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Good morning. Drew Porter predicted Reins would be nominated, misspelled, but give me the South Oak Cliff con man.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM.
Hey, shout out to all the P1s and Dirch Fall Soccer Club, and I'd like to vote for Rosengarten.
Thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, is this 1,311 minus 1 a.m.?
Yep. Yes, it is.
You got it.
Perfect, perfect. I'd like to vote for Mike, and best of luck to State Tech this weekend.
State Tech. That's very generic.
So generic.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello, sports caller. You're on the air.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, please. Geez.
Hey, you're on the air. Go, vote.
You know, go Tigers. Arsenault. Go Tigers.
Okay, thank you.
It's you vote.
That's a me vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello, you are on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for George Dunham, butt trumpet.
He voted
That's
for
not
your
a
butt
candidate.
Trumpet, George.
That's not a candidate. Hello, you're on ticket radio. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote responsibly for Craig Rosenanus.
Okay, that's a mispronunciation.
It's not Rosenanus.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Hey, man.
Hey,
Forrest,
man.
Forrest, the resentful bud tender here, man.
Oh, it's my bud tender.
Craig's bud tender.
Oh, hey, man. Well, hey, Forrest. I'm Forrest. I'm sorry I didn't tip you.
Well, man, I got to vote for you for not slipping me the tip, though.
Okay.
Okay, just vote. No.
Oh, he must have gotten busy.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Good morning, y'all, and good luck on the job, Hawk. And give me, I got an old man out here with a water hose. Like an old geezer.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Phone call from lower heaven.
Hey.
Wait a second, everyone. I think this may be Coco calling us. Yes, we'll accept the charges.
For today's vote, Coco call upon still living gorilla spirit, Ben. Do musers know of Ben?
Chan or Pan, or what do you say?
Yeah, what are you saying?
Ben, F-I-N. Ben reside in Oklahoma City Zoo, and Ben recently on news.
Okay.
News anchor Miss Alex Houston reports story on gorilla, and on live TV said her African-American co-anchor looked like Ben.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It was the most awkward television. Yeah.
And even Coco and Hitler friends when we hear who say it.
All right, well, just vote, Coco.
Final note of wonderful irony. The ABC TV affiliate in Oklahoma City is K-O-C-O. Yes,
Coco. Yeah, son of a gun.
That's right.
Son of a gun.
That was final note of irony.
Coco and Finn vote for Southeast Asian Rhymes.
Okay, thank
Southeast
you, Coco.
Asian Rhymes.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Good morning, musers. I'd like to vote for George and his mohawk, and good luck, George.
Thank you, Cassidy.
It's Cassidy.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Have a good weekend. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Hi, I'd like to vote for the Rinder. It's, me love you for a long time, Uma.
Okay, and ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Mike Rinder has done it again.
I'm going to give you some of the new additions. Now, they say that they've rolled this out. They say the AT&T Stadium chefs and the food and beverage team have developed new offerings with influences from Korean cuisine for 2019.
Love it.
And these are ready to go, huh?
Yeah. They say with a comfort food focus, the new season's menu
what are they
also brings
serve?
In
bibimbap and kimchi.
Pho?
What?
Pho?
What's pho? That's, number one, it's pho and it's Vietnamese. What is pho?
It's a combination of pho
and?
And foot.
And foot.
How about some pho?
God.
Pho.
Pho.
All right, another one for Mike. How many is that?
86th win, 22 behind Norman Dark on Sunday Hitzkus.
Jeez.